Hi, this is Roberta Mullen reporting from High Tech Answers. I'm at the HL7 work group meeting in Atlanta today. I have with me Gora Data. He's the CEO of Cal to Cal. Hi, Gora. How are you today?
Yeah, fine, Roberta. Thank you.
We just sat in with a really good meaningful use session with Gora, and I wanted to ask him, tell us what Cal to Cal does.
Well, we are what's called a technology company, and use a buzzword, we are an ICT company, which is an information and communication technology. That's the space we operate. And we help build ICT-based solution world over, and in particular in healthcare and in social sector in the U.S. and in other countries.
I'm going to have to add that acronym to my acronym data base.
Absolutely.
That I have.
So let me throw in one more acronym for you.
Okay.
Beside ICT, which is information and communication technology. The other acronym is we work in LMIC regions beside the U.S., which is low and medium income countries.
Okay.
Helping them adopt to ICT, or that is leveraging technology for service delivery.
Okay, I'll add that too.
There you go.
So we're at HL7 work group today. I wanted to ask you, why is it that your company is involved in HL7? What is the benefit to you and your company?
All right, there are a couple of reasons. Since we operate in the healthcare field and we are working in helping customers adopt to electronic health environment in their settings, whether it is in this country as a part of the Meaningful Use program or in other countries where e-health is much more at its infancy. So that's what we do as a business. But one of the requirements which we are seeing coming around, that usage of standards is fundamental and foundational to an improved adoption of electronic health environment. And HL7 is a standards body, and I belong to HL7 for the last 12 years. I'm an HL7 ambassador. I'm also the co-chair of the mobile health work group within HL7. So the value for us are manifold. One is we get to participate in making the standards, and then we also are helping our customers out in the field with providers when they're either using our solutions we build for them or the consulting we provide. So the way I put it, it gives us an excellent exposure to see on one hand what we build in HL7 and then see how it is being adopted in the field by the providers and the community at large.
So you encourage other technology firms to join in?
Absolutely, because if you want to make a difference in terms of and have an influence and impact and be early in the game of what's coming down the pipe, because if you look at a few other areas outside health where standards have made an impact, and I'll give you three examples. Cell phones. 5 years ago, when you go to a new country, your cell phone won't work. Today, you switch on, the cell phone works. Why? Because of standards. ATMs, same thing. 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you go to your new country, you could not withdraw local money. Today, none of us carry our traveler's check. In fact, the new generation don't even know what a traveler's check is all about. Right? You go to ATM, how it's possible? Because the financial industry went through that standardization process. And the last example I take is the Wi-Fi. Again, your laptop, you go to any country, you switch on or any place, it's connected to the Wi-Fi. I, as a tech person doing technology for the last 30 years, even 5 years ago, we had difficulty getting a wireless working on a laptop.
Mm.
Today, it's a breeze. All this is possible because of standards. So again, in this healthcare, which is much more complex and difficult, standards way of adopting e-health is fundamental.
Gora, thank you for your time today.
Hey, anytime, Roberta. Welcome. Thank you.